Hello, everybody. Monday, May 2nd, 2022. Wow, we're in May. Welcome to the CrossFit Lynchpin private track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're going to have a blast. Fantastic people you're going to be surrounded by here. If you haven't yet, if you're new, you haven't, but if you've been around for a while and you still haven't, this is what you need to do. Pause this video. Watch the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. That gives you all the information to fully understand what I'm about to talk about in this video, or else it won't make sense. Why once a week is there a not for time workout? What's the wild card option? How does that compare to the workout of the day or the scaled? What's the super fitness robot time? So the other video, you gotta watch it. It's a tad on the longer side, but you only have to watch it once and then you're good to go. So do that, and then come on back. Here we go. Yeah, today actually happens to be one of our not-for-time workouts. And not a barbell in sight, because variance is a beautiful thing. 3 rounds for time, or not, of a 400-meter run, 30 GHD sit-ups, and a 15-meter handstand walk. Of course, we've got the other equipment conversions in case you're going to row or bike or something like that. And don't worry. Can't handstand walk, we got you covered. And none of this needs to be unbroken as well. I also made this the not for time workout of the week because maybe you can accumulate this much handstand walking, but it's going to take you a bit and you're going to kick down a lot, and that's okay. And if the clock was just breathing down your neck, you'd be frustrated. But if you've got the capacity, but it's just going to take you some time, but you can safely do it, don't run the darn clock. And just like you would give yourself that liberty on a heavy day to take the rest time that you need before you do another set, do that same thing today. Take the rest you need before you kick back up in the handstand walk. And guess what? You'll get better at handstand walking today. And that's really cool. Video showing the handstand walk as well as the GHD sit-up. Super fitness robot time, 15 minutes or less if you are timing it. More likely could be in the neighborhood of 23 minutes. The wild card option, 3 rounds for time or not, we're going to give you an option instead of the handstand walk. 400 meter run, 30 GHD sit-ups, and then 45 shoulder taps. That's against a wall, so your body just totally against a wall in a handstand position. Or you might do that with your body in a pike or plank position. So again, very scalable. We've got a video showing handstand walking, scaling, modifications, and progressions. Scaled option, 3 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 30 sit-ups, and then 3 laps around a box in a pike or plank position. If you're not sure what that means, check out the video. You'll be good to go. It might look simple. I tell you it is not. It burns my shoulders. So you will get strong doing that. The limited equipment option, they don't have a GHD, but that's okay. 3 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 30 V-ups, and a 15 meter handstand walk. We've got a video showing the V-ups. Their goal time, super fitness robot, 14 minutes or less. More likely in the neighborhood of 22 minutes. The no equipment workout is precisely the same as the limited equipment option. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, dumbbell raises, some sides, some fronts, some bent over rows. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps for each of those. Got a video showing you that. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is either 200 double unders in as few sets as possible. But if you don't have double unders yet, start the clock and 5 minutes of double under attempts or practice. We've got a video showing that movement. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then the hamstring stretch, cobra stretch for the abs, and the wall stretch for the shoulder. Each of those have videos. And then we end the day's training with the same phrase or sentence that ends every day's training. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I will see you back here tomorrow.